Welcome to the Unstandard Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Givenchy. I'm a multidisciplinary strategist slash designer and the founder of Sagern. Let's get to it. Today, we are going on an exploration that takes us deep into the unseen corridors of your mind, where hidden forces, much like silent architects, shape the structures of your decisions in business. You'll navigate the quiet but potent biases underlining the creations of those who build and dream, those who forge paths through codes, canvases, and boardrooms, imagining and crafting the future. Picture yourself as a veteran software developer, your screen aglow with lines of code, each promising new possibilities, or a designer whose sketches might one day redefine how we interact with the digital world. You are a modern alchemist, turning abstract ideas into tangible realities, often not seeing the biases that subtly color your blueprints. These biases can manifest in various forms, such as your preference for a particular programming language or your inclination towards a specific aesthetic style. To identify these biases, you must step back and objectively assess your decision-making process, questioning whether your choices are based on empirical evidence or personal preferences. By actively seeking out diverse perspectives and feedback from colleagues and users, you can begin to unravel the biases that may have unknowingly influenced your work. Now let's head into your first dance with confirmation bias. Imagine yourself as a product designer, so in love with your initial concept that you inadvertently dismiss user feedback pointing to a critical flaw. Or picture yourself as a developer, filtering through mountains of user data, cherry-picking those metrics that support your planned project vision, while sidelining unfavorable yet crucial insights. This bias wraps you in the comfort of your own narratives, blinding you to potentially transformative truths that lie just beyond your selective vision. To combat confirmation bias, it is essential to actively seek out dissenting opinions and to approach data analysis with an open mind. This may involve conducting user interviews with a diverse range of participants, ensuring that the feedback gathered represents a broad spectrum of experiences and perspectives. Additionally, setting up a system of checks and balances, where you encourage others to challenge your assumptions and interpretations of data, can help mitigate the impact of confirmation bias on your project's trajectory. Then, let's ease into the domain of anchoring bias. Consider the launch of a new feature, where the initial reaction set a definitive tone for its development. The early feedback, whether overly positive or negative, becomes the anchor, potentially skewing all further development discussions and leading to a product that doesn't fully resonate with its intended audience. To avoid falling prey to anchoring bias, it is crucial to gather feedback from a wide range of users and stakeholders, ensuring that the initial reactions do not disproportionately influence the direction of your project. This may involve conducting multiple rounds of user testing, each with a different set of participants, to gain a more comprehensive understanding of how the feature is perceived. Additionally, setting clear goals and metrics for success at the outset of your project can help you stay focused on the bigger picture, rather than getting swayed by individual pieces of feedback. That leads us down the detour roads of the bandwagon effect. It's alluring to ride the wave of the latest tech craze or adopt the newest design language sweeping the industry. This trend-driven momentum is comforting yet deceptive, enticing you to adopt what's popular over what's practical or pioneering for your specific context. To resist the pull of the bandwagon effect, it is important to critically evaluate the merits of each trend or technology, assessing its relevance and potential impact on your project at hand. This may involve conducting a thorough cost-benefit analysis, weighing the resources required to implement the trend against the potential gains in user experience or functionality. Additionally, fostering a mindset of innovation, where you are encouraged to think outside the box and propose unconventional solutions, can help counteract the tendency to follow the crowd. Lastly, let's address overconfidence bias. It fuels your boldness to innovate, to break molds, and push boundaries. Yet, when not tempered with humility, it can propel your projects towards unrealistic goals or underestimate the complexity embedded in user needs. This bias can lead to launching untested products or ignoring seasoned advice to pursue a more audacious path. To keep overconfidence bias in check, it is essential to foster a mindset of continuous learning and improvement. This may involve regularly conducting retrospectives, where you reflect on the successes and failures of past projects, identifying areas for growth and improvement. Additionally, seeking out mentorship from experienced professionals in your field can provide valuable perspective and guidance, helping you navigate the challenges of innovation with a more grounded and realistic approach. Recognizing these biases is akin to peeling back layers of paint to reveal the original strokes on a canvas, understanding how each layer interacts and influences the final image. By identifying these hidden influences, you clear the path for more authentic and functional creations, aligning your projects closer to the ideals you strive to achieve. This process of introspection and self-awareness is ongoing, requiring a commitment to continuous learning and growth. It may involve setting aside dedicated time for reflection and analysis, where you can openly discuss the biases you have observed in your work and brainstorm strategies for mitigation. Additionally, incorporating bias awareness learning into your personal development plan can help establish a mindset of mindfulness from the outset. Imagine utilizing this clarity, transforming unseen errors into keystones of wisdom that elevate your work from good to truly exceptional. As you traverse these mental landscapes, you empower yourself to mold your projects with greater precision and insight. This newfound awareness can manifest in various ways, such as more inclusive design practices that consider the needs of a diverse range of users, or development processes that prioritize long-term sustainability over short-term gains. By consistently challenging your assumptions and seeking out diverse perspectives, you can create products and services that truly resonate with their intended audiences. In conclusion, the true artisans of business and innovation are not merely those who draft the most initial sketches or write the first lines of code. They're the ones who continuously refine their craft, who look beyond the surface and challenge the biases that shape their work. Embrace this deeper understanding, because through mastering the subtle art of seeing the unseen, you unlock the full potential of your creative endeavors. This mastery requires a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone, to embrace discomfort and uncertainty as opportunities for growth and learning. It demands a commitment to lifelong learning, where you continuously seek out new knowledge and perspectives that challenge your existing beliefs and biases. So I'll leave you with this. Carry with you the blueprint of awareness, for it is through discernment and mastery over the unseen architects of your decisions that you construct the most enduring and impactful creations. Let this awareness guide you in every aspect of your work, from the initial spark of an idea to the final polishing of a product. By consistently striving to identify and overcome the biases that shape your decisions, you can create a world where innovation is driven not by the whims of the subconscious, but by the conscious pursuit of excellence and the desire to make a positive impact on the lives of those you serve. If you enjoyed this episode, share and subscribe for more. See you next time, but until then, sending you love, peace, and creativity.